Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
At Ben Fennel_NFL is where you follow along with his film breakdowns. We like Ben Fennel. That's why Ben Fennel is back with us.
Best in the business.
Here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ben, appreciate the time as always, man.
Best in the business.
It's always a pleasure, guys, and I like you guys too. So feelings mutual.
There we go. That doesn't always happen with us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Well, LaRoyo.
Ben, I used some of your work in the past at the barbershop when they some people try to give me a little smoke. So I go to pick my phone up, and I go to your Twitter page, and I say, look at this. And you know what they do? Yeah, you're right. So I use you a lot to get people straight, you know?
Hey, and that's what it's all about here. People helping people here. I serve it up, you spike it down, and you get a lot of quiet guys on the other side of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that like a volleyball term there, Ben? Is that a volleyball? Serve it up, you spike it down?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably could work.
Hey, Ben, we had a question. If you had to put your finger on one thing while they're 4-1, it could be multiple things, but if you had to pick one thing why you think the Packers are 4-1, what would it be?
Well, I think they're right back to having an opportunistic defense, and I thought last week was a snapshot of that with giving up 500-plus yards to the Dallas Cowboys offense, a really good group. But the second you got down into the red zone, you buckled down and you held them 1-3 in the red zone.
Nice.
You generated turnovers. You got after the quarterback on third down. In fact, Dak Prescott did not complete a pass on third down. Only two quarterbacks this season failed to complete a pass on third down.
See, now that's a nugget.
Against the Packers.
That's a nugget.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool stat right there. And I think that's just that opportunistic defense. There's some really good offenses in the league, and the Dallas Cowboys are one of those. So you're going to give up some yards, but when the field gets small down in the red zone, can you hold it down and buckle down and hold teams to field goals and generate a turnover or two to flip the field? And I think that's what the Packers defense has done through five games in 2019.
I agree with you on that. I want to talk about the offensive side of the ball a little bit. Aaron Jones, because I preached all last year to get him more involved and use him more in game situations. And this is the second game where now they've actually used him, and I mainly because there was no Jamal Williams and Davante Adams. Talk about what you saw on film and how they used him and how they continue to do what they did against Dallas going forward.
Well, in order to really get the full picture of Aaron Jones, go back to how they used him at UTEP, because they saw they had a special dual threat player. On third down, they motioned him to the slot. On fourth and goal against K-State, they put him in the slot. So he has some value in the pass game, even back to his college days. And he just needed a little bit of creativity with a Matt LaFleur offense and seeing how he used a Deion Lewis in Tennessee last year all around the offensive formation. And if you're not being creative in isolating your best offensive players, the best players with the ball in their hands, the best players in space, if you're not moving them around the formation and trying to isolate those matchups, you're not playing the chess match as far as calling offensive plays in 2019. I thought LaFleur did a great job, and there was no better example than on third down, they motioned him outside the numbers. You saw Jalen Smith follow him outside the numbers, signaling man-to-man coverage, and just ran him on a little quick slant underneath. Moved the sticks. It was a tough grab, but he made it. We know what he can do in the screen game. We've seen that enough. So I think this is just the really beginning of what he can add to this offense. And Matt LaFleur is going to keep adding and adding and finding more and more creative ways to involve him. I remember last year on Monday night against Seattle Seahawks, he caught a ball down the field on a corner route. So he's flashed it before. It just really needs to be a focal staple of this offense in 2019 and moving forward.
You know, I also thought that, too, the Aaron Rodgers, it felt like to me, played a little bit more of a quarterback type of game and not really locking on to one particular guy.
Yeah, and I think this is the Aaron Rodgers that can play till he's 42, 43 years old, realizing he doesn't have to be the superhero anymore. He doesn't have to extend the play, hoping for defenses and coverages to break down and get that big play down the field. No, I think the best aspect of Aaron Rodgers is getting the ball out of your hands and into these playmakers, whether it's on the screen game or the quick game passing or those really quick second reaction throws where you need to make somebody miss in the pocket and get it out of your hands fast. I think as Aaron Rodgers is opening his eyes to, hey, we have some playmakers on this team. I don't have to do everything. Look how easy it is for me to throw a three-yard pass to Aaron Jones, and he's going to take it 30 yards on a screen pass. Offense doesn't have to be so hard. And when you look around the league at these other running backs that came out with Aaron Jones in 2017, whether that's Christian McCaffrey or Tariq Cohen in Chicago or Alvin Kamara and how they're used in their offenses, man, yardage doesn't have to be so hard to acquire in the NFL. Let these dynamic playmakers do the work. And I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is realizing. In this type of offense, he could play till he's 40, 43 years old.
You follow along at @BenFennel_NFL for his film breakdowns of the Green Bay Packers here on the Wendy's Big Show Fridays around this time. Ben, the offensive line, especially the two guard play, was significantly better down in Dallas.
Yeah, I think so. I think Elgton Jenkins, the game is really slowing down for him, and he's an impressive player. He played up and down the offensive line at Mississippi State, so he's a guy that's seen a lot of action as far as being in the trenches there, and he's just been a really strong player at left guard there. He's a really dominant run blocker. He gets good movement at the point of attack. He's still working on some things in his pass game and realizing just the timing of some twists and games and different pressure aspects. Let me tell you, defenses on third down are tough for offensive linemen because they do everything they can to attack your eyes, your discipline, different protection schemes. And I think he's done a pretty good job through 5 weeks, probably one of the more impressive rookie offensive linemen in the NFL. And Billy Turner, listen, he's a veteran. He had some issues in week one and week two, but he's starting to settle down just a little bit as well. He's definitely a better run blocker than pass protector. But having those two guards, it just makes the offensive line feel different in Green Bay. There's a little bit more physicality and brute strength at the point of attack, and I think we're seeing that in the run game and just an overall more physical presence.
You know, when we talk about this offense and how it's looked to this point, and you were hard on Jimmy Graham last year and how he looked in this offense last year. Thoughts on how Jimmy Graham versus, say, Mercedes Lewis versus, say, Robert Tonyan has looked this year?
Well, I think he's still the same guy. At this point in his career, he's not going to change a whole lot on us. He is what he is, but I think he's doing just what he needs to do in the pass game. I thought last year he wasn't making those contested catches in the red zone like we needed Jimmy Graham to, and obviously he's not that dominant inline blocker. So if he's not making those catches over smaller defenders in the red zone, he's really not doing his job as far as his presence in the offense. Turned to this year, and I think he's just catching the ball a little bit better, playing a little bit more confidently, blocking. I think LaFleur is putting him in some more advantageous situations, blocking, giving him some better angle blocks and more opportunistic situations to get defenders on the ground. And he knows that target is on him and the spotlight is on him in the run game. So I'm seeing a little bit better effort out of him. It's still not his forte. He's going to be a 6'5", 6'6", tight end that struggles in getting his pads down and underneath defenders and in the run game. That's something Mercedes Lewis and even Bob Tonyan do much better. But he's impressed me in 2019, and I give him some credit because I have been pretty critical.
Ben, can you repeat your whole set? Because I was trying to charge my phone. I missed everything.
I had no idea what this guy was doing. Sorry.
But I do have a question.
You can repeat it. You can listen to it on the radio.com app, fan on demand.
I follow him on Twitter like most people should. What's his Twitter handle? Give his Twitter
handle. @BenFennel_NFL.
Yeah. Ben, now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Jair Alexander a reprieve. Because what Amari Cooper did, I don't want people to think that's how he kind of player he was. He's going to be playing Marvin Jones Jr., and Kevin King's going to be on Kenny Galladay. And this Detroit offense, it's a little bit different because Daryl Bevel is the offensive coordinator. He's a little bit different from in the past than the Jim Bob Cooters of the world. Have you seen enough tape on these guys to see the difference, how they'll use their receivers? Because I'm not sure if T.J. Hockenson is available as well.
Yeah, T.J. Hockenson is a little bit banged up, but just to take your previous thought, I would implore anybody to go watch that Cowboys offense tape against the Packers defense and just sit back and watch the show that Amari Cooper and Jair Alexander put on. I think that's two Pro Bowl caliber players, if not all pro caliber, and they each took their lumps and they each made some plays. And it was just a very impressive game on both sides of the ball. Amari Cooper's a great receiver, a great route runner, a variety of releases and stems and getting in and out of his break, and he stays active when Dak breaks the pocket. So that didn't mean that Jair Alexander didn't get his, and he had some great breakups and some great coverage down the field. So that's just what happens when you get two Pro Bowl players. Each guy is going to get theirs, and it's not a knock on either of them, and it's not a praise on either of them. Just to say, watch the tape and enjoy two players battling.
Absolutely.
But as far as the Detroit Lions offense, you said it. Daryl Bevel coming in from the Seattle days. They brought in Jesse James in free agency. They drafted T.J. Hockenson in the draft with the 8th overall pick. It was a clear intent to get heavier and more physical as far as an offense and more multi-tight end set and pounding the ball with Kerryon Johnson, who's a really physical back. So they're really trying to establish the run game just like the Packers are and taking some pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. They want some pressure off of Matthew Stafford. So whether that's adding multiple tight ends, committing to a run game on first down, working in some play action elements. So I think in order for the Packers to be successful, you need to make the Lions one-dimensional. Stop the run on early downs, make them a one-dimensional passing team, and then you can get after the passer, get after their, in my opinion, average offensive line, and then get after Matt Stafford. But the second you can't tackle Kerryon Johnson, then they work in the play action, then they get you into a heavier defense, and then they take shots down the field. So I think first and foremost, like most weeks, you have to stop the run on early down.
Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, hopefully about the 5-1 Green Bay Packers and a film breakdown getting ready for the Oakland Raiders who come into town. Did you a little bit of help in the NFC North last week. Appreciate it, Ben. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, guys.
At Ben Fennell _ NFL is where you find him. You follow him on Twitter there, and we hear him here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.